Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. This week we are back here in the studio. I've been on the road traveling here most recently. We're kind of doing a ramp-up going into CES, so stay tuned on an upcoming show. I will be doing my normal predictions for what will be the hot topics, hot innovations, technologies that I'm expecting to see at CES. And if you're interested, you can probably go out to YouTube. There's probably a couple hundred videos of me doing predictions over my the last 10 years of my career. So you can judge me on how good or how bad I am at making those predictions. But this week, we've got actually a guest that's joining us here in the studio. Florin Liebert is the founder and CEO for Mesosphere and got introduced to us through a connection with Edelman, which many of you know about my connection with Edelman and the work with them. They brought Florin's company to us to tell us about it, and we thought it was pretty interesting and wanted to share it with you, the listeners. So, Florin, thanks a lot for joining us and taking the time out today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So give us a little bit of background. I'm not sure how many of our listeners know about you or the company, but interested in getting a little bit of background. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I grew up in Germany in the southern part, so the northern tip of Bavaria, actually. And I moved to the U.S. when I was, the very first time I came to the U.S. was when I was 16 years old, and I spent a little bit of time studying abroad in Colorado. And that's actually where I met one of my co-founders, and he was my host family there. And then I returned to Germany after a short while here in the U.S. and studied computer science in Germany, after which I actually returned to the U.S. in order to work at a couple of companies, one of them being Twitter, one of them being Airbnb. And at both of those companies, I really learned a lot about big data processing and how to keep large websites up and running. And ultimately, we leveraged some of that knowledge and created Mesosphere out of some of the software we created there. So part of it was open source software that we created there. And then, of course, the team and the relationships that I've built in both of these companies over the years.
That's interesting. I didn't realize you had a Colorado connection, given that that's where we're actually sitting here, the Killer Innovation Show broadcasts here from Colorado. So you were both at Twitter and at Airbnb. So give us a little bit of a comparison between those experiences, because having a little bit of my own familiarity, they're two distinctly different companies.
Yeah, so I actually joined Twitter at the tail end of 2009, and back then Twitter was still in its infancy, I'd say. But Twitter had two things going for it that actually no other social network had at the time. One was everything was real time, so you send a tweet and it appeared right away in someone else's timeline. The other one was that you could have an unlimited amount of followers. We actually ended up calling this the Justin Bieber problem, because Justin Bieber was at the time one of the most followed Twitter users out there. And every time Justin Bieber would tweet something, more than 10 million real-time inbox deliveries, if you will, had to be made. And that put an immense strain on Twitter's hardware and software, of course, and oftentimes led to outages. And those outages, in turn, actually harmed Twitter's user growth. And that was one of the things we really had to solve. And that's where some of the technology that we now are productionalized, or that we are now developing for everybody, that's where some of that technology really originated.
Yeah, I remember back in the early Twitter days where you'd get the fail whale, page up on Twitter, and then everybody was hopping on and, you know, or blasting out on other social medias their complaints about, you know, the fail whale appearing over and over again. But again, I think, you know, Twitter was the first ones out there really that had that kind of an experience of massive amount of data, and it could be pretty spiky, as you say, right? You know,
yeah.
Bieber puts out a post, and all of a sudden, you know, the sheer acceleration of data movement was massive.
Yeah, we had a similar phenomenon during the World Cup, the Soccer World Cup. Every time one of the top teams were shooting a goal, you'd see a massive increase in the tweets per second was actually the metric with which we measured how much activity was going on the site. And I remember there were countless hours where the entire engineering team was on call, freaking out about the site going down, because if during a moment like this Soccer World Cup where the entire world is really watching what Twitter is doing, on what's going on Twitter, if there's an outage, it was just really bad for our business.
Yeah, but then you go to Airbnb, completely different business model, though, completely different, not in the same category as far as
So from the outside, it's really a totally different business model. It's obviously a marketplace for space and super interesting company. But if you really go and look at the challenges that both of these companies were facing, they weren't too dissimilar. And Twitter was growing at exponential scale, and so was Airbnb actually in terms of users. Now with Airbnb, the challenge was actually a lot in search. So, well, Twitter also had a lot of search-related problems that we had to solve. But really, the as I mentioned, the real-time nature of Twitter was the largest challenge. At Airbnb, a big challenge was that you didn't want to really show static search rankings. Imagine you and I are both looking for a room in Boulder, Colorado. We both get served the exact same view of a search results page. Now I book it. You try to book it. Well, it's no longer available for you. Now imagine there's a number of users, like 1,000 or so, all looking at the same static search ranking. Then for some users, it's going to be a very, very frustrating experience to not be able to book a place at all on the first page, and those users would likely never use the service again. And so we had to do a lot around personalized search. There were a lot of machine learning and big data problems that we had to solve at the time. And so also another thing that we had to solve at Airbnb, similar to Twitter, is we had to really create a platform for future innovation so that the developers, data scientists, and product managers could easily turn around new innovations and present them on the site. That was not too dissimilar from Twitter, where we had to launch new features constantly.
Right. But you know, I think, you know, with what everybody saw happening, you know, with these large data problems, you know, a lot of the big guys, whether it be Google or Facebook or whatever, have all put a lot of investment into creating their own platforms, right? So it's not like there's an industry standard approach to solving this challenge, right? The innovation is the experience the user gets. What a lot of people don't think about is all of the plumbing that has to happen to enable those kinds of innovation. So, you know, what are some of the bigger guys doing to solve the problem? I know you got a product that you're out there, but I'm interested in kind of a little bit of a comparison with, you know, because Google's out there now, they've open sourced some of their stuff, that type of thing. So
actually, open source is, I think, the keyword to really focus on. I think a lot of companies now are actually collaborating on sites like GitHub in order to solve these infrastructure problems together. And Google, as you mentioned, has actually released systems like Kubernetes, has released systems like TensorFlow, which we can talk about in more detail. Mm-hmm. And those are actually technologies that we were now able to embrace, and we make them now extremely easy to use with our platform. And that's actually one of the biggest, that was one of the biggest motivators for us to create Mesosphere, to make it insanely easy to build and scale world-changing technology, just like the big players out there.
Yeah, well, that's always the challenge, right? You know, you got an entrepreneur who's got a great vision, but the heavy lift of trying to create these platforms that are highly scalable to take on the challenges of rapid growth, large subscriber base, passionate, active subscriber base, all the challenges that become the nightmare scenario if they all collide at the wrong time.
Yeah, so I think there's some really interesting anecdotes we can talk about when it comes to actually innovating on a cruise ship later as well. So there's a really cool story I can talk about when it comes to actually creating a cloud on a cruise ship, and that's actually a use case that our software is being used for.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break when we come back. Okay, so, you know, so Florian leaves the teaser for the next segment. So if you want to talk about innovating on a cruise ship and scaling systems and infrastructure, you're not going to want to go anywhere. So when we come back, we're going to pick up the conversation talking about Mesosphere with Florian Liebert, who's the founding CEO of the company, and we'll learn more about the real challenges of large-scale infrastructure to support game-changing breakthrough innovation. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy. pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are here today in the studio, but before we hop right back into this segment, need to do a quick shout-out to one of our sponsors, Zoom. Zoom is a technology that we've been using for the last 2 years here in the studio. It allows us to bring guests in, like our guest today, to become part of the conversation. Zoom is a tool that small businesses, mediums, large enterprises have embraced. It's become one of the top video collaboration tool technologies out there today. It's ranked as one of the top tools on all of the mobile apps. It works out great in your conference rooms. I use it every day to talk with my team around the world. And in fact, here where I'm the CEO, we've actually have replaced all of our other video collaboration technologies and focused just on using Zoom. So check it out. Zoom has made available a free account. You can check it out over at killerinnovations.com/Zoom. And that free account will allow you to collaborate with up to 50. That's right, 50 people. To check it out to see if this tool will work for you. Check it out. You will not be disappointed. So, Florian, let's pick up our conversation. We've been talking about Twitter. We've been talking about Airbnb. But there's a lot of other industries and technologies that are going digital. You know, technologies or companies that you just in the past would never think of them as being highly digital are now shifting their models. Automotive being one of the ones that now when you look at just the sheer amount of data that these auto manufacturers are talking about with regards to, you know, future vehicles that they're working on. So are you guys involved in looking at those non kind of traditional digital industries?
Absolutely. So we created our technology to really help every company out there in their journey through digital transformation. And automotive is actually really interesting because if you think about a self-driving car, and you already mentioned this, the amount of data that's being produced is really, really large. And the main sensors there, of course, are you have HD cameras on each vehicle. You have LiDAR, so a three-dimensional map of space that's being sensed with lasers. You have radar, sonar, and, of course, GPS. And between all of those five data sources, you have about 4 terabytes of data for each car that's being emitted for 8 hours of driving. And if you multiply this and you look at like, hey, what happens if these cars roll out into production, like when into serious production, when you have hundreds of thousands or millions of these cars roaming a single country, like or a single state, right? You will need a much different kind of data infrastructure, and you will need different ways of handling this data, and The great news is that companies like Google, they have released technology like TensorFlow, which help with one part of this data processing problem, namely machine learning. But that's not all you need. You need to transport the data. You need to store some of the data streams, or you need to analyze some of the data streams. You need to store some of the computational data that happens. Then you need to serve it back up. So it's a really complex setup of capabilities that you need. And traditionally, and I say traditionally very loosely here, because I think this only goes back 5 years to when cloud really became a thing. But so far in consumer internet, the cloud-like infrastructure has basically given you these base capabilities. And what we wanted to do with Mesosphere is we wanted to say, look, these are problems that you don't just find in one industry. You don't just find them in consumer internet. You find them everywhere. And I mean, in today's world, not just with cars, but even in the smart home, you have 13 sensors per house. So all this data needs to be processed, stored, transported, served back up. And that's what we're aiming to really help with our software. You can install all of these components with a single click and get your public cloud-like experience without the lock-in.
So when you start talking about, industries like automotive, they've got a lot of technical resources, technical capabilities, big IT teams. But what I'm interested in is how do you push this technology down so that it truly becomes a more level playing field? But for some of these technologies, the complexity to run them is huge, and it actually becomes the barrier for early stage companies to be able to even get onto the playing field because they don't have those kinds of technical resources available to them.
Yeah, so I think that's a great point that you make there. I mean, if you think about a traditional engineer who works was an electric engineer working on a car, right? They were for the longest time focused on programming ASICs, right? They processors. They were not really thinking about large and complex distributed systems. And of course, in today's programming environment, as I just outlined, you have all of these components. Distributed systems are the new normal. And so it's, of course, really hard to find that talent. And so I think this is one of the really big driving factors that has made cloud computing so successful, because you basically don't have to worry about operationalizing every single one of these complex technologies. You can just use them with swiping a credit card. And the problem, of course, with cloud is that in these industries like automotive and so forth, it's not as easy. There are sometimes regulatory requirements that aren't met with a public cloud. There are sometimes logistical problems that you can't overcome. Like, for example, not all the cloud service providers have a really dense grid of data centers. And if you're talking about 4 terabytes per car for 8 hours of driving, the amount of data that has to go through these pipes is just immense. And that's why we're seeing a lot of companies that really want to bring the ease of cloud technologies into their private data centers. And that's what we saw actually with Twitter, right? Twitter had such a massive operation, and it would have been prohibitively expensive to go fully cloud, but they still wanted the same capabilities, which is why we wrote some of the software in the first place. And I think that's really exciting that we're really such a big part in transforming so many different industries.
Well, and I think, part of it is one, just access to the technology, right? So the cloud allowing you to burst and grow without having to overbuild data centers. When I was one of the founders at Telligent, we basically had to build out a nationwide set of data centers. This is back in the late 90s, because there's no such thing as cloud infrastructure. So you had to anticipate, because if you misestimated the demand and you found yourself short, you were 30 to 45 days waiting for new servers to show up on your loading dock. So that's one side of the problem. The other side of the problem then becomes the skill sets to then run. So even though you have cloud for bursting, you still need to have that skill set. So I think your point is right on. And how do you take these tools and wrap them and simplify them so that anybody can realistically take advantage of them. So we're going to take another quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to continue on our conversation on Mesosphere and learn more about the solution that Florian and his team have developed that allows and really levels the playing field for innovation for all industries. So stay right there. We'll be right back. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564. Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe. all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. Before we hop back into the show, I need to do a quick shout-out to one of our other sponsors, which is HP. Now, many of you are going to say, hold on, Phil, you were the CTO for HP for almost 10 years. Isn't this a little biased? And I'll tell you, yes. I'm still a big fan. I think their products and technologies are absolutely fantastic. And HP has joined up and partnered with us to sponsor the show. And actually, their sponsorships allows us to put more money into the two charities that we support. One is HackingAutism.org, which actually was started at HP and supports and enables people on the autism spectrum for finding jobs, employment, technologies, skills, and the such. And the second is Pioneer Education, which is an experimental educational model looking at how do you train innovation and creativity. You can check out both of those at pioneer.education or over at hackingautism.org. And we do a shout-out for HP, thanking them for their support of the show, which allows us to put more support behind those two charities. So, Florian, let's pick up our conversation. We were talking about cloud and really the role of the cloud. And, you know, look, everybody's out there. Everybody's going to the cloud. But does the model of the cloud as we think about it apply to every business or every industry? Or is there a variety of different cloud models?
Yeah, so that's an excellent question. I think first you need to really look at what is it that the cloud gives its users. And I think one of the real positive impacts of cloud was that you as a developer could go in and swipe your credit card and get some hardware infrastructure. And from there on out, what the cloud service providers ended up doing is, AWS being the pioneer here, they ended up building on top of that and providing more and more services, which served as the building blocks for modern applications. And I'll go back to one of the statements I made earlier. So a lot of these building blocks are around transporting data, are around transforming data, are around storing data, and then serving that data back up to the end users. AWS has done an incredible job over the last couple of years building each and every one of these silos out and actually creating a lot of choice in these silos, right? So you have hundreds of these different cloud services. But in there actually lies the problem. Imagine if you're an organization with hundreds or thousands of developers and you're actually building towards proprietary APIs from a cloud service provider, you're locked into that cloud. And the argument that cloud, well, lock-in doesn't matter and cloud is really cheap, doesn't really hold, because cloud is cheap actually when it comes to the lower layers, the infrastructure as a service layer. And that's because CPU, RAM, and disk are commoditized. They are pretty much the same on every cloud. But these higher level services for transporting, storing, serving, processing data, those services, they're pretty expensive and you pay per use. And those services, there is no real portability between the clouds. And that's actually what our technology is changing. But There's another aspect to cloud. So I think we always assume that you can have a centralized data center, and that's where cloud, of course, can work pretty well. But one of the use cases that I mentioned earlier was cruise lines. So we're working with a company called Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, a great company, and they've recently launched a digital transformation campaign. And they have actually created an application. When you enter the cruise ship, they can actually enrich the customer experience quite a bit. And a cruise ship is, when it's not tied to a port, has a pretty hard time getting a good internet connection, because you have to go over satellite. The satellite still has some of the problems that lie within the speed of light. Is fast, but not that fast. So you still get high latency, which creates a bad customer experience. So what that company has actually done is they've created on their cruise ships mini clouds or edge clouds. And these edge clouds, they provide the building blocks for these applications that then their customers can use, which create a much better experience for their customers. And I find that really fascinating, because if you would have told me 5 years ago that the technology that we're working on would be enabling an amazing customer experience on a cruise ship today, or would be enabling the next generation of autonomous technologies, I probably would have thought, like, that sounds really interesting. But I was also under the impression everything is moving to a centralized cloud, and I think the world is going to be hybrid, and I think we're seeing a lot of data points for that, and that's what's, I think, really exciting.
So give us a little bit more information about Mesosphere. So give us your elevator pitch here on why would someone be interested in your technology, specifically your innovation?
Sure. So we basically provide these building blocks for modern applications. So message queues are there for transporting data from one point to another. You have stream processing that actually does transformations on those on the data that's being transported. We have operationalized open source technologies that allow you to store that data and to serve that data back up, to make machine learning technologies such as TensorFlow ridiculously easy to use. We are basically democratizing the use of all of these open source and some proprietary tools, and allowing any company to take advantage of this innovation by just clicking a button. And so what you can imagine our technology being is essentially like a cloud delivered as a software that you can run on your own data center or on a cloud, but not locking you into that cloud's upper layers. So we run on any infrastructure, and we deliver the most relevant open source technology and operationalize it for you.
So in summary, then, what you really are doing is you're allowing a new company to put their dollars that has direct impact on their customers, not needing to overinvest on the plumbing and infrastructure. You've radically simplified the framework or the foundation that they're going to build their next generation experiences on top of.
Absolutely, yeah. So we really lower the barrier of entry for companies to be leveraging these amazing technologies that get released. And we actually, you look at GitHub today and you see an explosion of tools. It can take months for an engineer at a company to even try out the different machine learning software components that are out there, and then trying to make a decision as to which one they want to go with. And we make that much, much easier. We save a lot of time. We get you your products to market much faster because of it. And then, of course, we operationalize all of these software components so that you can run without any downtime.
So how big is Mesosphere now? Employee base, how big are you guys?
So we are about 300 people now, and we're spread across. Obviously, we have our HQ here in San Francisco, which is great. Love living here. But we also have a development office in Hamburg, Germany, which is architecturally, it was just voted one of the best cities to live in, actually. It's a beautiful place. And then we have some sales offices across the world. So one in Beijing, one in London, and one in New York City.
And then, as you and I were talking before we started the broadcast, you pointed out that Hewlett Packard Enterprise, the enterprise side of the company after they split, after HP split in two, is actually an investor in you guys. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so HPE under Meg Whitman led our Series C financing, and they've been a tremendous partner to us. They make obviously amazing hardware, and we have a, I mean, our software runs on any hardware, but they've been a great partner in really helping us get to where we are today.
Yeah, well, I won't toss more onto the HP, because otherwise the people will think that I'm still an HP fanboy, which I will readily admit that I am. Florian, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to stay for the next segment, because I want to ask you to step back during the commercial break. Think about what advice would you give to entrepreneurs today, thinking about whether it's innovating on top of something like a Mesosphere when you think about scaling, or advice you would give yourself if what you know now back when you were starting Mesosphere. But when we come back, I would like for you to share that advice to the listeners so they've got something that they can really sink their teeth into and take away. So we're going to take a step away here for a quick commercial break. And when we come back, Florian's going to share with us his advice to us, the listeners, on what we can do to drive our own innovations. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
7723.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. Hey, Florian, when we took the break in the last segment, I asked you to kind of think about it during the commercial break, your advice to the listeners. Now, I gave you kind of an open option. You could talk about how to use your technology for innovators, or the experiences you had starting from being an engineer to starting your own company, and now something that's of sufficient size. So what advice would you give the listeners?
So, yeah, I think that's also a great question. And I think it's that there are really two answers here. There's one for me as an engineer, and I think if I look back at what was one of the biggest or most impactful things in my engineering career, it was really open source technology. And I think open source has really changed the way that engineers actually contribute not only to a company, but to the entire ecosystem. And of course, it also helps you as an engineer to be a big part of an open source project, because as you switch maybe to a new job into another company, that's really your new CV, right? The contributions that are visible in the open source ecosystem are your new CV. So I think definitely I tell myself back then, I would have probably even earlier than I did started with contributing to open source. When it comes to being an entrepreneur, I think one of the things you do, especially if you come from engineering, is you tend to analyze and try to really take all the variables into consideration when you make a decision. And I think actually when you're building a business, you have to really fail fast. And it's much more important to make a quick decision with even if you could be wrong, than to fall into what I call analysis paralysis, right? Where you basically, where you're basically trying to evaluate, and you don't move yourself, your company, and your team forward. And I can give you a concrete example for this. So early on, we were really focused around what we call now container orchestration, and container orchestration was great because it's about serving data back up to customers. And we were building differentiated technology. And then actually Google came out with a really awesome project that we have since adopted, and it's called Kubernetes. We couldn't have seen this coming. We could have back then said like, oh, we're going to build X, Y, and Z into our proprietary systems. And in the end, we said, look, let's just use what Google has built. They've built some incredible software, and let's focus on other areas where we can really innovate and where our technology is really unique. And in fact, our technology was really good when it comes to data processing, and it was always good there. And it was always good that we kept kind of strongly focused on that as well. And so once the decision came out, once Google came out with this open sourcing of Kubernetes, we were able to really quickly turn around and say, look, let's actually put some of our engineering efforts on hold. Let's embrace this technology. It's great technology, and let's make it ridiculously easy to use. And we were able to, from there on, learn and do the same thing, for example, for TensorFlow. And now we actually offer this suite of products that are open source and extremely easy to use. And so I think fail fast is the advice I'd give to anybody starting a business, because you just don't know what's around the corner. You can't always see around the corner and see what some of the other players in the market are going to do.
Yeah, and I think it's what's one that we all tend to embrace. But I think it's kind of a sub lesson in there, though, is don't fall in love with your own development work, right?
Yeah, I think that's also really important.
It is hard to get engineers, once they start building something, to get them to stop and adopt somebody else's work, you know, into an organization, right? We tend to want to, we almost kill innovations by loving it so much that we miss out on opportunities to actually take our skill sets and apply them in areas where you could actually add differentiated value, rather than over-investing in one area or not. So, hey, if people want to keep up with what you're doing, what's the best coordinates for them to follow you and also to find out more about Mesosphere?
Yeah, so my Twitter handle is @FLO, so Flo, which is short for Florian. And so follow me on Twitter. Go to www.mesosphere.com. And we have a really great blog where we publish some really interesting technical content, great case studies. And of course, you can also find out more about our technology and how we're really helping make amazing technology really easy to use.
And we'll have all of those coordinates over in the show notes over at killerinnovations.com. So you can check that out. We'll have all the links so that you can go check out Mesosphere, but also keep up with what Florian's doing. And the fact that you've got a three-letter Twitter handle definitely is a that's like the vanity license plate for Twitter followers. So I'm sure there's a great story behind that back in the early days of Twitter. So, Florian, thanks again for taking the time to join us today here at Killer Innovations. Wish you the best of luck. Love to stay in touch and stay up on what you're doing. And congratulations on the success you've had.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and hope to talk to you soon, Phil.
Great. So as we wrap up today's show, we are, like I said, I've been on the road here lately. I'm getting ready for the Consumer Electronics Show. So if any of you are going to be at CES and you want to connect, just drop me a note over at phil@killerinnovations.com, and we'll coordinate it. I will be there all week. The first part of the week, I'll be hosting some private tour activities on the show floor. In the second half of the week, I will be recording interviews for upcoming shows. So if you've got an interesting story, or you know of an interesting story that's being told at CES and you think it might be appropriate for the show, I really appreciate you letting me know. With that, we're going to wrap it up for this week. Remember, don't let the innovation antibodies get you down. There will always be critics of any program idea that you're working on. And trust the fact that if someone tells you that your idea is crazy, and the more crazy they make it sound, it's probably a much better idea. So don't let the innovation antibodies get you down. Go out there, take those ideas that you're working on, and make them real. And go out there and change the world. And with that, love to hear from you. Drop us a note. And with that, have a great week. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,